Now, the Nationals over the weekend held their pre-selection ahead of the federal election, which could be in March. It could be by the end of this year. We really don't know yet. There's no date set in stone, but certainly the candidates will start to come forward over the next few months. We've heard that Joel Fitzgibbon does still intend to run, but I guess it depends on what happens with the Labor Party. But now the Nationals have their candidate as of the weekend. It's James Thompson. He's from Cameron Park, and he joins me in the studio. James, how are you doing?
Yeah, great to be with you today, Jess. And
candidate, how does that feel?
Well, look, it feels good. It's time for change in the Hunter, and it's the Hunter's time, and we're excited to be able to get out there and listen to the people in the electorate. It's quite a big electorate,
yes.
But looking forward to getting out there and talking to locals from Currumbong through to Cameron Park, out to Cessnock and everywhere in between.
Yeah. So why did you want to run for the Nationals for the federal election?
Well, I've got a young daughter at home, Malia, who's 18 months old, keeps us out of trouble, lots of energy.
She would.
But I want a future for Malia here in the Hunter, and I want our kids and grandkids not just to land a job or get any job in the Hunter, but I want them to be able to get their dream job here in the Hunter. And the Nationals, we're committed to making sure that there are the industries and the jobs for our kids and our grandkids so that they can have a great future here in the Hunter.
Let's talk about you. Obviously, you just said you have a beautiful daughter. What else do we need to know about James?
Well, I'm married to my amazing wife, Claire, who's a preschool teacher. She's actually from Merriwar. Like you mentioned before, we live in the electorate. We're locals and love the Hunter, a great place to call home. And we've seen that so many families moving into the Hunter and people acknowledging the great things that we have here. And I work at a local school and do their strategic marketing. And it's a great joy to be a part of that community. And I guess has given me a passion to represent the community more broadly and looking at what they'd like to see happen.
What, for our community, what do you see as perhaps maybe the focus being for the federal election? What things do you think you need to focus on for the community to get you across the line?
Well, we've got to create more jobs here in the Hunter. The Labor Party have clocked off from the Hunter, and we've seen that they've gone away from their traditional working class. I want to support every working class man and woman here in the Hunter and look at how we can create more jobs in our mining, manufacturing, tourism, agriculture industries, as well as really, I guess, supporting the small businesses that are here and looking at how we can generate more small businesses and attract more industries here in the Hunter.
It's interesting, isn't it, when you look at the Labor Party, as you just mentioned, the National Party. The Labor Party was once upon a time the party for the working people.
Yeah, they were. And I think what you've got at the moment is almost the Labor Party scared to stand up for the working class. And it's almost like when Coles mentioned they're a little bit ashamed about it. Mm. I guess I'm proud of the coal mining heritage we have here in the Hunter. I'm proud of every person that goes to work hard to provide for their family. And the National Party, we've got their back. The challenge for our current member is he may say that he supports coal technically, but when he looks behind him, the Labor Party are running 110 miles an hour in the other direction. When I look behind me, I'm supported by a great number of colleagues who back our locals and back our local jobs.
Now, Joel Fitzgibbon has held the Hunter seat, well, his whole political career, and before him it was his father who held the seat of Hunter. Is it the time for change? Do you think the Hunter electorate are going to vote in for change?
Well, I think people in the Hunter are going to vote for their jobs, and the National Party are committed to backing their jobs. You're right, Jess. 37 years of the Fitzgibbon family, when they first got elected, fuel was 30 cents a litre and Ford was the top-selling motor car. So it has been a long time, but it's time for change in the Hunter, and it's time we had a representative that had a vision, is prepared to listen to the locals and to support our traditional industries in coal, manufacturing, tourism and agriculture, but also to attract new jobs here in the Hunter, as well as delivering things like the Singleton Bypass and getting those key bits of infrastructure put in place, which we, to be honest, over 37 years haven't seen a whole lot of infrastructure come here to the Hunter.
Mm. You've certainly got your work cut out for you, though. I mean, Joel is, you know, he's a career politician. He's on a national stage. He's certainly, you know, a lot of people know Joel. He's, as she says, 37 years of the Fitzgibbon family. It's quite the challenge.
Yeah, look, and he's a nice bloke. I think the challenge is Joel came out recently and said that the Labor Party say one thing and do another. So I think it really comes down to the fact that the jockey's not the problem, the horse is the problem. And the Labor Party really have clocked off from our region, and the Nationals, we're committed to supporting each and every industry, to listening to locals, to getting out there. And I'm really looking forward to meeting as many people as I can, Jess, and hearing what they've got to say, and really listening to our community so that we can come together with a collective vision for the future and see great things happen right here in the Hunter.
Based on, obviously we just had the Upper Hunter by-election a couple of weekends ago. We saw the Nationals retain the seat. Quite surprising, I thought they were going to retain it by a lot less than they did. The Labor Party didn't do very well in the seat at all. I guess, you know, based on that, you could see change at the federal election.
Well, that's right. And you had Dave Lazell, who's a good mate, a local family man. And I guess we share those similarities, and we want to see a better future for our kids and our daughters. I've also got another child on the way later on in the year. So there's a lot of families in this electorate, and I believe we want a great future for our kids and our grandkids. And together, when the community comes together with good ideas for the future and we listen to each other, we can move forward and see some great things happen here in the Hunter. So I'm quite excited by what's to come, Jess.
So obviously, James, you know, we mentioned that this Hunter electorate is huge. It's massive. I mean, you've got from here in Muswellbrook to, you know, places like Cessnock, and then you've got down to the lake. It's massive.
It is a big electorate, and so many industries represented in the electorate. I was talking to somebody in the tourism industry the other day, and they were telling me that during COVID, the Hunter was rated the top tourism destination.
Yeah.
And so to see that and the great industries that we have around tourism and agriculture, I mean, 24,500 farmers here in the Hunter Valley, there is some incredible diversity in our economy, and I think we need to represent each of those industries and to see them grow and continue to thrive into the future.
Well, James, I'm sure we'll be seeing and hearing a lot of you over the next few months when we get to the election. You haven't heard any whispers, have you, of when it's going to be?
Well, who knows when it's going to be, but one thing I know is I'm going to meet as many people as I can before ScoMo decides to call it.
Fantastic. James, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and well done.
Thank you, Jess, and appreciate your listeners' time, and look forward to meeting as many of them as possible.